Quran chapter 39 verse 63 translation, to him belongs what is in the heavens and what is on the earth. And sufficient is Allah as disposer of affairs. Explanation. This verse offers profound consolation and reassurance to teenagers, reminding them of the boundless power and wisdom of Allah. Here's a detailed understanding tailored for teenagers. To him belongs what is in the heavens and what is on the earth. This part emphasizes the all-encompassing sovereignty of Allah. It serves as a reminder that everything in the universe, from the vastness of the heavens to the intricacies of the earth, belongs to Allah. For teenagers, this can provide a sense of security knowing that Allah is in control of all things, including their lives and circumstances, and sufficient is Allah as disposer of affairs. This phrase highlights Allah's role as the ultimate disposer of affairs. It signifies that Allah's power and wisdom are more than sufficient to manage all matters and situations. For teenagers facing challenges and uncertainties, this verse offers reassurance that Allah's divine plan is perfect and that He is capable of guiding them through any difficulty. Understanding and consolation. This verse encourages teenagers to trust in Allah's wisdom and sovereignty, especially during times of uncertainty or difficulty. It reminds them that Allah is in control of all things, and His knowledge surpasses human understanding. By placing their trust in Allah and surrendering to His will, teenagers can find comfort knowing that He is the ultimate protector and provider. This verse also instills a sense of humility and gratitude, prompting teenagers to reflect on the vastness of Allah's creation and His infinite power. It encourages them to turn to Allah in times of need, seeking solace and guidance through prayer and devotion. Overall, Quran 39:63 serves as a source of consolation and strength for teenagers, reminding them of Allah's unwavering control and wisdom. It encourages them to place their trust in Him and find comfort in His divine plan,